Good morning, everyone. Our readings today amplify last week's Gospel of Jesus as the Vine. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Sadly, our culture confines the idea of love within a very narrow set of references, which are mostly self-regarding. But today, John tells us that love is not about just me or us. He says that in this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us first and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. God loves us unconditionally because God is love. It's only because God's love comes first that we're able and free to choose to love God and to love others. Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go out and bear fruit that will last." Through our baptism, we're joined root and branch to Christ, who calls himself the vine. We take our life from Christ and share its fruit with all whom we encounter without distinction. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." The love of Jesus takes him to the cross, and the Father's love raises him up. Jesus, who never stops giving, emptied himself for our sakes, even unto death. There can be no greater love than this. Such self-giving love changes both the lover and the beloved. Remain in my love. What I command you is to love one another. How do we meet this challenge to remain in Christ's love? Most of us don't even feel called to accomplish heroic acts of love, and a lot of us shy away out of a sense of unworthiness, perhaps. However, Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan to show us what remaining in his love looks like. We learn that to love our neighbour means to choose deliberately to be open to people, not thinking about who we are and who they are. Remember what St. Peter says in our first reading. "I now realise that God has no favourites. Those who fear him and do what is right are acceptable to him, no matter what race they belong to." Like the Good Samaritan, we set off for Jericho every morning when we get up. The journey and the demands will be different for each of us, and may be challenging, difficult, or even costly. However, Jesus assures us that the journey is worth it, because love of neighbour is not just about charity or kindness or being nice, but about a love that transforms. Pope Francis says that during this pandemic, we're witnessing many Good Samaritan moments in which this God-given love is transforming patterns of thinking and behaviour. Just call to mind all those who continue to work for the sick, despite risk to themselves, danger, and even death. All the workers who simply carry on. All the volunteers who put themselves out for others in a multiplicity of ways. All the initiatives for working together springing up around the world. Think of the impact of Captain Tom, whose simple act of generosity has inspired a huge response. Pope Francis insists that we need more of these simple and heroic Samaritan moments to make us think again. Do we want to return to pre-pandemic normality, which itself was part of the problem? Or do we want to grow back to a better normal, a world that worldwide places greater value on human relationships and well-being, on justice and the common good, and care for our world? Again, St. John tells us that we have this transforming love within us, Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, replace the indifference within us with a loving warmth. Replace the anxiety within us with a quiet confidence. Light the fire of our love and renew the face of the earth. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.